Hey, pal. How you doing? Hey, I just got to tell you, what it was today, the 22nd? By the way, I did not want the 20th to end. The fact that Bush was gone and Obama was in. Well, he kicked ass yesterday, man. The stock markets went up. He signed executive orders to get rid of Guantanamo and CIA torture camps, froze salaries. I mean, he's doing things that are so smart, which he's always done. They're going to be astounding. It's going to make George Bush just look worse, which is not going to be... No one would think you could make that guy look any worse. So, I don't know if I ever talked to you about... We have a housekeeper, Joe, that comes by, and Judy got us a subscription, basically, to have a house cleaner come in once a month. And, man, it's uncomfortable. It's weird. It's like... For a while there, I would let her put away the dishes or do whatever. It was like, this is your gig, I'm in. And then the dishes started appearing in weird places and all that. There's just this general feel with me. You know, we never grew up with anything like that, to have a house cleaner or anybody around. It's just kind of weird. It's like, I can do this. You don't have to worry about it. Like when I was leaving the house, I was getting ready to pull the door closed. I had my hands full. And she was like, oh, I'll get it. And I'm like, oh, it's okay. I got it. It's like, I could have just let her get it, but it's just that whole thing. I just get funny, as you would say, about the whole thing. But it's cool. It's relieving to have that extra hand, especially with Miles and everything that happens. There's just little details and shit that you don't pick up on. So, let's see what else is going on. It's going to be 60 degrees today. We are in the middle of January, mid to late. It's going to be 60 degrees. This fucking weather can't figure itself out. One day it's freezing cold. Like last week it was so cold it burnt my lungs to breathe in. And then the next day, a couple days later, it's completely hot, you know. The only problem with that is when you got a fireplace like we have, that air gets pushed down. The place smells like, burnt ash for a while. But it's all good. Let's see what else is going on. I tell you what, we're just all completely, I think, still in a euphoria over the Obama election and the inaugural and the fact that Bush is gone. But I'll tell you one thing, and I told Kerry this, and I will say it right now on this day, the dogs are out about the Bush administration and what they did as far as wiretapping and the torture and the treatment of detainees. These guys are going to have some serious fucking blood on their hands. They do have blood on their hands, and they're going to have some serious legal allegations that are going to come after them. And you watch, it's only beginning, and it doesn't even have to be pushed by Obama. They said yesterday the United Nations could push all this, but these guys are going to eventually, one way or another, pay for the fucking evil crimes they put on our country. But at any rate, I told myself I put a fatwa on talking about Bush, so I need to knock it off. I think that's all I got, man. Keep kicking ass on the other side, pal. Keep doing your thing. And there's the birds hang on the wire above my car, garnering all the heat from that little telephone wire and electricity current. I'm out.